Okay, so Mike McCrank, could you describe a little bit about your past history in local politics?
Well, I was a councillor for 8 years, then the mayor for 20 of Litchfield. Then the last, say from 2000 to 2013 in November, I was also the warden. So that's probably about 28 years of total experience.
And what got you into politics originally?
Trying to make changes. You know, I was interested in improving the local area, whatever, and I just sort of went right up from there.
And as far as your decision to run in this election, what prompted you to run now?
Well, it was, I guess, the magic of the internet. I was watching some of the meetings on Facebook, and I became very disillusioned because they didn't seem to be anybody sort of working together. There was like numerous resolutions that the warden actually had to vote to break ties, and in one case she actually voted negatively, and I sort of can't fathom that, but she did anyway. So there was other issues, like the one of the municipalities was having trouble getting their assessment caught up, brought up to date, you know. So I asked a few people that had built houses around here, and if their houses had been reassessed and, you know, inspected and all that. And I was kind of surprised because some of them are like 2 years later and they're still not inspected. Like, and I understand that to a certain point with regards to COVID, but not to say we were perfect, but we used to have a 3-month turnaround from a sale. So the updatings would have been done, and then the municipality would be credited, and then that fall, the MRC would have that new evaluation whenever they went to make their budget, and all the municipalities would have been, taxed accordingly. I don't think that's going to happen this year for sure.
And as far as these other issues here, what are your priorities if you are elected?
Well, the priorities is to work on the files that are already in the system and seek for more opportunities. I want to basically engage myself with the staff and support them and make them more accountable to the public and more efficient, if possible, and have the mayors more in the know, to have good information so they can make good decisions, because I believe that we need to be a team, and if we're not a team that's working for every citizen and every square inch of the territory, we're not going to be successful.
And what do you see as the biggest challenges for this region that you need to address?
There's many of them. I think if we're ever going to have an influx of people coming in here to be able to work from home type thing, we need finally to have internet, sustainable internet. It's spotty at best in most places, especially in the area or rural areas, and largely it's not even existing. So we've been hearing for many, many years that the federal government and the Quebec government were going to invest. And I think finally they did this summer. They made another commitment with actual dollars. So that's supposed to alleviate most of the problems. So I'm anxious to see it happen. And you might have more prospective citizens coming here, especially if the country of Canada seems to be migrating away from the cities because they're able to work from home. And I think that's going to be probably an ongoing thing. So we might be able to gain some population from that, you know. So I think that's good opportunities. And then also for small businesses that are, you know, mom and pop, that could be, run from home type thing. Again, they need the high-speed internet. And without those advantages, we're still going to be in the dark ages. So those are, small initiatives. But I still, we need to work with the agricultural community, find new ways to give them more income, where there were diversified products, you know, any kind of things help. Like, you know, we started years ago with the hop project, and it turned out to be a pretty good good goal, because where there's five or six farmers across the county now, and they're actually brewing beer even locally. So that's a big success. And I think there's probably other opportunities, but we have to be like not afraid to go get them.
Mr. McCrank, I want to thank you for your time. I'll give you the final word here if you have any further messages for voters here.
Well, I just hope that people realize that their regional county is a vital entity for them, and they need to use those services. But the regional county needs to work together as a team, hard, and for all the citizens. So hopefully we'll be able to make a success of that.